Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to season two of the About Time podcast. I am your host, Miss Maya Cree, and we are back. It is season two, you guys. I am so excited. I am literally jittering, jumping for joy that I am sitting here recording the episode for season one. I'm sorry. Season two. Let me get it correct, okay? Let me come correct. I am sitting here recording the episode one of season two of the About Time podcast. We have come so far. We have come so far, and I'm so excited for what this season is going to bring us, you guys. I literally have to tell myself calm down so that I can get through this episode. Like, I'm just gonna tell you right now, I've tried to record just this portion of the episode like three times because I am just so excited. I start rambling and I literally have notes in front of me. Like, what are we doing? But I am back. We are back. It's about time that we're back. And we are doing season two. And we are doing this thing, you guys. I have literally spent so much of this summer prepping, brainstorming, and working hard to bring this podcast back bigger and better than it ever was last season. And we're back. I'm gonna say that at least six more times throughout this episode. You guys, we are back. And I'm genuinely excited for this season. Like, I really believe that all of the episodes and all of the planning that I've put into this season thus far is already way better than it was last season. And I'm not saying that last season was a bad season, but it was obviously our first season. We were trying things out, we were experimenting, and this time I'm back and I have knowledge of what I want to do, what I don't want to do anymore, and those things. So I'm ready, and I hope you are ready as well, because we are getting into it, okay? We are getting into it. We are getting into it. We are getting into it. These episodes will be tea. We're going to learn some things about ourselves. We're going to learn some things about others, okay? It's a journey, okay? And like I said last season, it is a journey that I'm currently going on, that you are currently going on, and we're in this together, okay? And here at About Time Podcast, if you are a new listener, first of all, welcome to the About Time Podcast. I am your host, Miss Maya Cree, and here on the podcast, we emphasize the importance of prioritizing yourself and moving on your own timeline, because life happens and things happen, but how you get through it is the most important thing. So I am committed to being a creator of an outlet that you have so that you can be able to relate to, feel, and hear someone like you, so that you know that you are not alone in this journey called life, and so that you can get through this thing as well. Because it gets hard out here. We all know. You and I both know it gets hard out here. And, you know, we got this. It's about time we get it together. It's about time we lock in. It's about time we really put our best foot forward. Because, yeah, what are we waiting on? What are we waiting on? This podcast was literally founded on the fact that I was sitting around waiting for nothing. So it's about time we stop waiting around for nothing and we get to it. Whether the it is the bag, whether the it is cleaning my room up, whether the it is whatever, traveling, moving, whatever, it's about time. Okay, it is about time. That being said, I want to let you guys know that there will be some changes. There will be some changes taking place this season. And it's not anything bad. You know, nothing's drastically going to change. But without change, there is no growth. And like I said, I'm fumbling over my words. I literally have my notes in front of me. Like, this is still new to me, even though we're in season two. So just bear with me. Changes. There will be some changes that are taking place here on the podcast, but there's nothing that should alarm you. I just know now what to do, what not to do, how to plan, how not to plan, how much to plan. You know, I know what I like, what I don't like, what I want to continue doing, what I want to switch around and change, those types of things. Because, like I said earlier, what is growth without change? And I'm excited for the changes, and you should be too, because I'm anticipating this season so much. And I just hope that y'all are here until the end with me. So yeah, last season, you know, I was experimenting a bunch of things. I was trying some things out, doing research, learning about what it's like to have my own podcast. And over this little break from February until now, I've just really been like reflecting and thinking about, okay, what do I want to do to this season to make it bigger and better? What do I want to do? Or what do I want to change to bring in more listeners, more supporters? And I got it, y'all. I got it. So we will be back. Like I said, we're here. Season 2, episode 1. Let's go. So yeah, first of all, before we get into the episode, I just really want to take this moment to appreciate my supporters, because I know now, and I have a better understanding of what I'm doing with this project, and I just really think I have my foot going forward at this point. And I just want to shine a light to all of my supporters and all of my listeners of this podcast that really, really motivate me and that really, really hold it out for your girl. Because, like I said, this is not a linear process. This is not an up and a straight up or straight down. It's a up and down type of process when it comes to planning for a podcast and trying to get the equipment you may need, or just executing a vision. You know, it's a lot that goes into it. So I really just want to say thank you to all of my supporters, both new and old, and thank y'all for sticking around with me. And also to my podcast sisters and my podcast brothers who continue to inspire me, who I inspire you, and I love you all. And I'm just praying that God pours life or breathes life into your own projects as well as mine, so that we may both flourish and thrive in our own individual journeys with our podcasts and our projects. And like I said, I just want God to continue to uplift you guys in your life and in your projects in general, because I know that it gets crazy and it gets tough in this creative world, and we really need that backbone. And I just pray that I can be that for you all, and that you can be that for me as well. So yes, let me take a deep breath, girl, because y'all know I be holding my breath when I'm talking for some reason. Hold on. Okay, so actually getting to the episode now, let me just start this by saying this is a season of love. Okay, I know the last episode was in February and it was like a love themed episode because it was around Valentine's Day. If I'm not mistaken, I did drop that last episode on Valentine's Day, and if you want, go and listen to it. It's not an episode that I'm fully proud of, but I think it is a really good episode still. So if you care to listen, definitely go ahead and listen. Excuse me. But I do want to start this episode off by saying I love myself, y'all. Like, this will be a episode centered around love and self-love and how I'm doing in that process of self-love. But everyone should love themselves, you know. This journey called life, you know, it's very, I think, instrumental that love should be a part of it. Whether it's love for yourself, love for others, love that you're being given, those types of things. But like I said, this episode is focused around self-love, okay? So, and it took me a while to get here, y'all. It took me a while to really just confidently be able to say that I love myself, but I do now. And growing up as an only child, I had a childhood that was filled with love, you know, laughter and great memories. And there were moments where I fell short, but I never lacked, you know. I never felt like there was a time where I didn't want to love myself, or that I just had no way to find love for myself or love for others, because I was always shown love, and I'm still always being shown love by the people around me. So like I said, growing up as an only child, you know, I had a childhood filled with love and laughter and great memories. There were moments where I fell short, but I never lacked, you know. And going throughout school, specifically middle school and high school, naturally, you know, you get older and you begin to develop, and you just begin to have different types of views, whether it be views of yourself or views of others. And then your perception changes, and then you struggle mentally. And you struggle with really caring about yourself and loving yourself. It happens to everyone. You cannot sit up here and say, oh, I've always, like, if you have genuinely always loved yourself and never struggled mentally, like, I really applaud you. But here I am, 24 years old, and I still struggle every day. Well, not every day, but it's very, very often where I'm like, okay, girl, let's really try to get out of bed today. So, if you have always loved yourself, or if you've always, like, had A1 confidence and A1 self-esteem, I really applaud you. But it's not like that over here. And I know it's not like that over here for a lot of us. So that's why I'm here, to be relatable. Yeah, so like I said, like, growing up, going through middle school, high school, I struggled mentally. You know, I struggled emotionally because I was seeing things in high school and in middle school that, like, really, really shifted my perception of myself and the way that I'm able to be a friend or have friends or be a friend to myself and those things. And it can really mess you up even into adulthood. But here I am now. You know, I have my circle. I have my circle of friends, my family. And I can really truly say that I have people around me that really care about me as an individual, and they really want the best for me, and that has only helped me pour into myself more and more. So we here now. Long story short, you know, I started listening to other people when I was younger, and I started letting people dictate how I saw myself and what they thought of me got into my head and those types of things. And I'm not going to say I was bullied, because I'm not going to sit up here and spread any lies, you know. But there were definitely very contradicting or different experiences throughout middle school and elementary school that I had that really just tried to alter my perception of love and the love that I was able to give myself. And like I said, here I am at 24 years old. I'm an HBCU graduate. And I still have a totally loving family around me. And I still even have friends around me who I consider family, sisters and brothers that really, really care about me and who I am as an individual. So I'm just happy to say that I have that around me. And yeah, I love my girls. I love my brothers. I love everyone. And I love myself. That's what we're here to talk about, y'all. And my little piece of advice for you is just, please do not let other people decide how you should live your life. Especially, like, I don't even care if you're, like, young, old, in college, graduated college, in middle school, high school. I don't care what age you are listening to this right now, because it can happen at any age. And I just want to be the one to tell you that when it does happen, do not let it consume you. Do not let people dictate and perceive things about you. Do not let people declare over your life what they think about you that you know is not true. Because haters exist, y'all. And I'm not about to preach for too much longer, okay? But haters do exist. And they do exist to bring downfall upon others. So do not let that proclaim you, because you have the love of yourself and you have the love of God over your life. Girl, I just started preaching, okay? I just started preaching down. But it's true. And this is a constant thing where, I mean, love is not just something that you give to yourself one day out of the week. And then you wait for the next day of the week to come around so you can do that the same day. Like, the same day every week, the same time every week. No, it's a constant thing. is something that you should show yourself every day, multiple times a day if you can. Like, self-love shows up in many different ways. Self-love shows up in what you eat, what type of media you are watching and listening to, where you're going, who you're around, what you do for yourself, like what time you go to sleep at night, what you eat, what you, like I said, what you listen to, what you read, those things. So it just shows up in many different ways. And the point of this episode is to tell you and to share with you what I've been doing that contributes to my self-love journey, because I'm excited to get into it. So I have been working actively to keep my self-love alive, and I've been doing this by trying to be more feminine with how I dress, you know, the products I use for self-care, and really, really trying to take into consideration how I can achieve my most healthiest version of myself and my most loving version of myself. You know, at the beginning of this year, I said that I was going to start going to church more. I was going to grow my relationship with God, and I was going to start eating healthier and, you know, trying to be active, and I was going to really, really try to tap into being more feminine, because I just graduated college, and towards the end of my college journey, I just really didn't feel very feminine in a way, not in a way where I was mask presenting or I was, you know, wearing like masculine clothes or doing those types of things. I had always been a girl's girl. I had always been a girly girl. But I feel like towards the end of my college career, I was very not as feminine as I really wanted to be. Like, I was really not wearing jewelry, not really caring about perfume. Like, I really wasn't wearing like the cutest clothes. Like, I had some little outfits that I enjoyed, but I wasn't really wearing the cutest clothes, and it really kind of messed with my mental a little bit. So I vowed that after graduation, at the beginning of the year, I was gonna start trying to do more things that help bring my femininity back. And I just been, you know, really being patient and investing in my body care, in my self-care, in my natural hair, y'all. Like, oh my gosh, I am finally natural. That's not nothing I need to whisper, okay? I am finally natural, y'all. I have been getting perms and relaxers my whole life up until 2 years ago. And I've been transitioning out of that relaxed hair, and I've saw my hair like naturally curl up for the first time, and I fell in love. And now I'm like researching, trying to really take time and invest in my hair care, because I love my natural hair. I'm trying to buy clothes that I try on and feel lovely and girly in, and I'm trying to start a perfume collection. Like, I am a girl. Like, I've always been a girl. Like, that's never been like anything that I've contradicted or like questioned, but now I just really feel girly girl. Like, I just feel girly girl. I don't know. And like, I just love, and I feel like everyone has to experience it at least once, and it doesn't have to be in the way that I'm trying to experience it. It can just be a way where you're just doing things that make you feel authentically yourself. Like, I don't think there's any other way I can explain it, and I need to hurry up because I don't want my recording to clock out on me. But I just have been doing things that really, really make me feel authentically myself. Like, I'm wearing jewelry. Like, I'm wearing hoop earrings, and I'm wearing different colors in my hair. Like, I'm doing different hairstyles, and I'm really going out of my comfort zone when it comes to wearing different outfits and things like that, just so that I can feel cute and I can learn what I like and I don't like. And it's so fun. It's so fun, y'all. Like, and yeah, two things that I've been really, really excited about recently is my hair. Like I said earlier, like, I just learned that I'm a natural girl. Like, wash day is something I look forward to now. Like, I may not be able to say that in a year because, you know, my hair is gonna grow and get more annoying, but you know, I just really feel like I love wash day because it's a time where I, you know, like, only girls experience this. Like, it's a shared universal experience. Natural girls and wash day. You know, some people may hate wash day, but I love it. Like, getting to wash my hair and play in my curls, and I get to look in the mirror and see the curls recoil. Like, it's something about it, y'all. Something about it. And another thing, I want to get into hobbies. Like, I've been trying to find a Lego set for months. Like, I just want to be those girls. Like, I started trying to read more, like, read more novels and read more books. And that's fun, you know. And I'm trying to get more into puzzles. Like, I want to buy a book. Like, that sounds old, but it's fun. Like, I want to get more puzzles. I want to do Lego sets. And I want to, like, walk in the park and, like, you know, meet people that have the same interest in me. I want to go to more concerts. I want to, you know, see more live music, live bands. And that's just exciting to me. And I feel like that all plays a part and plays a role into you giving love to yourself. And that's just what it's all about. So, yeah, I don't know, y'all. It was so fun. So freaking fun. And I'm still actively in that journey, you know, starting a perfume collection and really caring about, like, the oils and the lotions and the body washes that I use and what makes me feel the most clean, most soft, you know, what's best for my skin and what's best for my hair and, like, the things that I pour into. Like, I don't want to be on my phone all day. I want to read books that help me, you know, enter a part of my mind that I haven't visited in a while. And, like, I want to do puzzles and stuff. So, yeah. Super fun. But I'm almost out of time, y'all. I'm so sorry. There will be a part two of this episode. This is Falling in Love with Myself, part one. And part two is coming soon. So, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram to have a conversation with me about this episode. What are you doing to incorporate into your self-care routines? What are you doing to fall deeper in love with yourself? What are some things that you want to try? What are some things that you have been trying but they haven't really worked out? And that type of thing. I would love, 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 love to have a conversation with you all. And yeah, we are back with season two, y'all. I'm so excited. And this is only the beginning. And I think it was a beautiful open to the season. To kind of really set the tone for how this season is going to play out. And I just love it. Like I said, I have some really good conversations coming up. I cannot wait for the next episode. Like, I'm just sitting here recording it. And I can't wait to record the next episode. Like, it's that serious. But at the end of every episode, you guys, I want to take a moment to have a deep breath with you all. So let's just go ahead and take our deep breath. Are you ready? 1, 2. All right, I try not to breathe in the mic because I already know, but feel free to follow me on Instagram. My podcast Instagram is at About Time Podcast. My main Instagram is Mycree. And yeah, follow me. Let's have a conversation and share, download, subscribe, whatever you have to do. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye.